Sledge and his buddies can hardly believe it when, ragged, filthy, and hollow-eyed, they are finally relieved by army infantry, which required 6 more weeks to end the battle. Sledge's Company K, formerly 235 strong, climbs aboard the departing transport with only 85 survivors, including 2 of the original 7 officers. Back on Pavuvu, there is the shock of re-encountering people innocent of murder and cruelty and fear, a nice Red Cross girl who proffers paper cups of grapefruit juice to men coming off the ship, a new, unbloodied second lieutenant whose uniform is too neat and clean and who offends Sledge by calling him Sonny. Back under tents, Company K receives replacements, and before long training resumes, and rumors begin to imply that there is going to be another rugged campaign soon. News about the carnage then in progress on Iwo Jima suggested that the Japanese were resisting more insanely the nearer the war came to their main islands. Okinawa was very near. As a defensive position, Okinawa was a peleliu 10 times larger. The island was 60 miles long and 18 miles wide at its widest point. It was defended by 110,000 Japanese who had excavated and fortified elaborate caves, tunnels, and casemates concealing a deadly accumulation of artillery. This time, Sledge's battalion was in reserve at first, but it still had to land on the beach on D-Day, April 1, 1945. Climbing down the landing net, Sledge was still frightened, although, having been through Peleliu, not as frightened as before. But this time there proved little reason for fright. The landing was virtually unopposed, and the soldiers and marines, a force ultimately numbering 500,000, waded ashore smiling and even singing. To Sledge it was the most pleasant surprise of the war. The weather the first few days was cool and dry, too, and the deck was not of coral but of eminently diggable dirt. The smell so far was mainly of pine trees. The battle plan was first to attack across the island, cutting it in two, and then for the Marines to attack to the north and the Army to the south. Cutting the island in half took only 4 days. Resistance was light and scattered. The seizing of the northern part of the island was not too bad either. The 6th Marine Division did it in 7 days. In the south, however, the army met fantastic resistance, and soon the Marines were called to assist. The 1st Marine Division relieved the badly chewed-up 27th Infantry Division, and Sledge was headed for action again, filled with dread. This time he was on the line, or mortally near it, for 50 days, beginning May 1st with a failed Marine attack on one of the numerous southern ridges in rain and mud against terrible fire. The news arriving May 8th that Germany had surrendered did little to raise Marine Corps spirits, for everyone knew that the Japanese on Okinawa would resist until all were killed, and that, as Sledge says, Japan would have to be invaded with the same gruesome prospects. But only a fatuously optimistic Marine could believe he would survive long enough for that horror.